Blog Talk Radio. Firefly Willows LIVE presents our live on-air call-in show. We're opening up the phone lines to our listeners for live on-air readings. Do you have a concern, or is there a situation you'd like guidance with? Get your question ready and join us by calling 1-646-716-5510 or by using the Skype button on the Firefly Willows LIVE show page at Blog Talk Radio after the show begins broadcasting. We're excited. Give us a listen. Firefly Willows LIVE, helping you find and shine your inner light.
I was born with my back to the stars. Turn me over. I'd like to see. Here comes the morning to end our dream. Turn me over. I'd like to see. I was born with my back to the stars. Please see that they tell my truth. Please see that they tell my truth.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Hi C, and I am joined today for our call-in show by my fellow co-host, Mildred Lynn McDonald. I host here on Firefly Willows Live a couple of shows, Revolution, which airs on the second Sunday of each month, and The Amethyst Oracle, Divination with a Queer Twist, that I co-host with Charlie Harrington on the second Tuesday of each month. And Mildred is here, and she hosts the Conversations show, which is on the first Sunday of each month, which will be next Sunday, as well as, for the moment, co-hosts What's Your Prescription for Balance, which is on the first Thursday of each month, which is coming up this Thursday. Just wanted to remind you that you can always find us on Facebook at facebook.com/fireflywillows. We're happy to hear your comments, your feedback, or information that you might get regarding something that we talk about during a show that you wanted to add to the conversation about. We're also on the web at fireflywillows.com/live. And if you want to receive a reading and get in the queue today, you're certainly welcome to do that. You can either Skype in from the show page, or you can call in at 646-716-5510. So, with all of that having been said, I will welcome Mildred Lynn to the show. Hello, Mildred.
Hello, hi, C.
How are you?
That was good. That was pretty interesting music commentary that you started the show with.
Well, I like to keep things interesting, you know, but it reminds us to turn around and look to the stars when we need our guidance.
Yeah.
Rather than keeping our back to the stars.
Yeah, what was that? That's because that really hit me when the voice narrative said, "I was born with my back to the stars."
It's by, group is probably the wrong name because I think it's really just one person called Until the Ribbon Breaks. Mm-hmm. And they're relatively new. They come from Cardiff, Wales. You can find their first EP on iTunes. So that's who it was. I actually just discovered them. I saw them. They were the opening act for a concert I went to on Friday night and just really liked them. So thought
and
I
what
would,
type of music, Hi C, what type of music do they play? If you were to describe
it's kind of ambient, atmospheric, electronic kind of music.
Okay.
So it'll put you in a mood, kind of take you places while you're listening. It's very interesting.
Yeah, that's what I, just from that short clip, it hit me. It's like, oh darn, we have to do the show. I wanted to hear more of what he had to say.
Well, get the EP and you can certainly hear much more of what he has to say.
Exactly. Just I have written
put down. Put on some headphones. Make some tea or light up a little something if you're so inclined that way and see where the journey takes you.
Oh, my. Well, I'm definitely a tea person. Mint tea, to be specific.
Well, when I said light up something, of course, I meant incense.
Of course. And that's exactly how I took it.
That's right. Well, we have already quite a happening and buzzing phone queue for people wanting readings, so we probably should just jump right into doing that. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and start seeing who's calling in and what they would like for us to look at for them. And we'll go to our first caller who's calling from area code 229. Are you there, area code 229?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, sir. My name is Melvin and I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia. Well, welcome to the show. And what is it that we could look at for you today?
My finances and relationship. I'm kind of stressed out a little bit. Well, a lot, really.
So there's two questions in there, and because we have so many people in the queue, which one of those do you feel is more of a priority for you right now, your finance situation or your relationship?
My finances.
And I'll just let people know that if you hear a moment of silence after asking your question, it's just because we've muted our microphones just so that we can shuffle cards and do what we do rather than having you get an earful of card shuffling.
Which can be nice, though, High C. It could be nice.
It can be, but sometimes it can shock. All right. So for your finances... with the cards that are coming up for me, and then I'll talk about these a little bit, and then Mildred will add her input as well. There's a sense that it's almost like there's an element missing that you have either not explored or you're not doing or adding to the mix to try to change the financial situation. The reason I say that is because both the High Priestess card and the Magician card reversed come up next to each other. And those two cards can indicate that there's something still hidden from view, or something either that we're not seeing or that we're not looking at. And the reversed Magician especially says there's some sort of a missing element or resource. So either we are continuing to try to just do what we've been doing. Sorry about that. And we aren't looking at something else that we can add to the mix. Also, you can think about the Magician card like having a vision, and reversing it says that, one, we may not have a clear vision as to how we want to go about tackling our financial situation. Sometimes the concern here could also be that there may be someone who is somehow manipulating or controlling or affecting in a negative way the financial situation that we need to get out from under. Stop letting somebody else tell you what to do, how you spend your money. You might need to take back more control over your money and how it gets spent, or if you share a bank account with somebody, maybe we need to take that person off so that we are in complete control of how money comes in and goes out. And the World card is here as well, and there's a sense that it's almost as if you're bearing the weight of the world on your shoulders when it comes to the finances, and perhaps there is a need to either be away from someone or something that is using the finances but not contributing to the finances, or you need to somehow restructure things so that you're not the only one who is contributing to trying to better your financial situation. And is any of that making sense to you?
Yes, sir, in somewhat it is. Uh-huh.
Okay. So the challenge here is that as I look at the cards for where things are going in both the short term and the long term, there doesn't seem to be a quick turnaround, but for me, that simply means that we're not going to see anything really shift or change unless we start coming up with a new vision, a new plan, and starting to take back the control of the finances rather than allowing other people or other things to have access to the finances, and we can't control how they're coming in and how they're going out. It's going to continue to drain or continue to be a problem, because like the Ten of Pentacles comes up here reversed, and that Ten of Pentacles is sometimes a card that indicates things like family and the home, and reversing it would say that there are things very directly related to the family or the house or the home that are draining our resources, and we have to stop putting money into those and start being willing to do something differently, rather than whether it's a house where we keep putting money into it and it's just, you know, a never-ending hole for putting money into something that maybe it's or it makes me think of like a car where you say it's not even worth paying to fix the car versus to get rid of it and buy a new car, because continuing to put money into it is just a losing proposition, and that money could go towards something that's going to be much more reliable. And that's what you have to start thinking of in the next few months. Things that you keep putting money into aren't really worth it anymore. And it may sound weird to think that buying something new, but it doesn't have to be new, like a car could be a used car, but buying something new actually would be better financially than continuing to put money into something that constantly needs upkeep, repair, and that sort of thing. So I would also say that foundation, I think there's probably something about the house here, because Four of Pentacles reversed, the Emperor reversed, which is the number four, comes up reversed, and the Emperor is very much a card about foundation. And so I would also be concerned that there may be something both on the foundational level, which is how we have the foundation not set for controlling our finances, as well as maybe a literal foundation like a house or something like that, that's going to end up coming up and being an issue that's going to cost us more money. But it's in the long term, so it may be saying we can actually avoid that if we just stop trying to put money into something that keeps sucking the money away, rather than saying maybe it's time to let go of this and move, rather than keep trying to keep putting money into it. So, having said that, I will allow Mildred to now jump in with her input.
Hello, Melvin.
Hi, Ms. Mildred. How are you today?
Pretty good. How are things in Georgia?
It's pretty good. Yes, ma'am.
Is the weather nice? Beautiful weather. Oh, my heavens. I'm in California. I'm in Sebastopol, California. Usually the weather's nice. It's a little overcast, so I'm waiting for the sun to come out.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Now, I have one question for you. When Heisey was sharing his guidance for your consideration, how did you feel? Did you feel like in your body or in your emotions?
I was just, you know, feeling maybe just, I was thinking, you know, while he was talking to me, but I was just feeling kind of normal a little bit. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, have you ever heard of animal totems?
No, ma'am.
No? Well, basically, this is a philosophy, a spiritual, earth-oriented philosophy by many indigenous people. And the feeling is, and the belief is, to the best of my way of explaining and understanding it, is that the animal kingdom, all the animals and the fish and the birds, have wonderful medicine to share with us if we're open to it. And for example, there can be fox medicine or horse medicine or chipmunk medicine or whale medicine, and there's a description that goes along with the energy of the particular animal or a fish or a bird that can help us navigate through the situation by providing a new perspective or providing support. So as soon as you came on the line and you spoke your name and you said where you're from, the animal totem that immediately came into my inner vision for you to help you, that's available for you, is the fox. So what I'd love to suggest is, if you have access to the internet, to simply do a Google search, and it would be animal totem, and the word totem is T-O-T-E-M, and the animal would be fox. And what you're going to find is a description for the fox, and read the description and see if any sentence or any concept hits you in a good way, or hits you in a way that, oh, I never thought about it that way. I need to explore that a little more. Because my sense is that Fox Animal Medicine is here to help you and support you as you navigate through this issue. Does that sound like something you might be open to trying?
Yes, ma'am. Definitely.
Okay. And a couple of more things that came up. As you were speaking with Hi-C and Hi-C was sharing guidance with you, I went to a deck of oracle cards, and a message came up, and it's called Rise Above Your Problems. And if you would like, I'd be happy to read it to you.
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay. So it's called Rise Above Your Problems. Have you been feeling frightened by a seemingly insurmountable situation? Your fears and tensions may have caused negative feelings where you think about the problem continually. Although you search endlessly for solutions, none seem to be forthcoming, and sometimes hopelessness creeps into your consciousness. Whether your situation seems big or small to you, this guidance asks that you step back for an instant so you can better see creative solutions. So the message is to step back for an instant so you can see better creative solutions. Instead of continually working on the issue, mentally see yourself giving the problem to heaven's waiting hands. Completely let go of the envelope that you're mailing. Surrender the issue completely. So it's almost as if you've written your problem on a piece of paper, you've put it in an envelope, and you've mailed it to a higher source. Then imagine how the heavens or the universe might see your problem. How would your problem look from a universal perspective or a pattern perspective, something that keeps to repeating itself? Feel a sense of faith and hopefulness when you think about the situation and you feel the situation. And know that positive emotions fuel a solution and give it an opportunity and creates a space for it to arrive. So what it sounds like to me, and maybe it sounds like to you, is that you've been thinking about this, you've been feeling about this, you've been holding on to this, and it probably feels quite constricting. There's an invitation from higher source or heaven or wherever you go for your inspiration to loosen the strings, create a space so a more creative solution can come in. So that's one perspective for your consideration. How does that feel?
Oh, yes, it feels good.
That feels good. And a couple of more things came in for you. Have you ever heard of Bach flower essences?
No, ma'am.
No. Are you familiar with homeopathic treatments?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. Well, basically, just like the animals or the animal totems and fish and animal medicine, our beautiful plants upon the earth also have wisdom and healing to provide to us. And Bach flower essences basically are drops. And you can go to a health food store or a holistic store maybe in your area. And if you went in and asked for Bach, B-A-C-H, flower essences, they would probably know what that is, or you can perhaps access them online. And the particular Bach flower essence for your consideration is elm, so E-L-M. And that might be something that will help balance your feelings and emotions as you move through your issue and open up the space for a creative solution to come along. They're very well known. They've been around for years and years and years. One other piece of inspiration that came to me as you were speaking was also once again in the flower area, and it is buttercup. So if you went online and you searched in Google and you typed in buttercup meaning or symbolism, you're going to get a little message there that may help you. So as you can see, there's all kinds of little hints and little sources of inspiration and guidance that are available to you. And the key thing is offering a new perspective, a lighter perspective, a perspective with space, so you can step back and look at your situation, and maybe you will feel a little crack there with the sun coming through, and you would say to yourself, oh, I never thought about that, or I never looked at it this way. Maybe I can explore this. And look, I have these tools that I didn't even know that existed that may be available to help me. And finally, are you still with me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Uh-huh. Okay, you're a great listener. Because I'm talking and talking. And for listeners out there, and also for Melvin, we're live on the air now, but you can listen to the show again. So later on, either tomorrow or next week, Melvin, if you're wondering, what did she say? Just listen to the show again in the Blog Talk archives, Blog Talk Radio archives. So as I mentioned, one other thing came in for you for your consideration. And this is something that I always like to look at, even for myself. So I know that you have some financial challenges, and what I'd like to do is invite you to look at your finances in the terms of life's currency. So people tend to look at finances in terms of dollar bills and money, and sometimes if we step back, we can look at life. Clean water is currency. Clean air is currency. Clean soil is currency. Beautiful relationships with your family, friends, children, work, whatever, that is currency. So for you, I looked at your life currency equation, the beautiful things to be grateful about in your life, and there's a 30% opportunity to add to that equation. So something to think about from a place of gratitude and abundance, if it appeals to you. So how does that feel?
Yes, ma'am. It feels great. I will have to go back and listen to it again to get more information out of it.
Yeah. Now, hi, Steve, do you have anything else to add? Or?
I was just going to mention, so Mildred said that fox was the animal totem that came up for you, and a couple of things that fox represents when it appears are things like physical or mental responsiveness and increased awareness. So this says to start responding more both immediately, physically would be in terms of taking action, mentally would be in terms of starting to think about something new, coming up with new plans, rather than just sticking with the old thing, but being very responsive to what's happening. Fox also often has an aspect of like cunning, you know, like the cunning fox, but it often will come up when there are some sort of deception or something that we need to be discerning or seeing or becoming aware of. And that would come back to the cards that I had, which was the High Priestess and the Reversed Magician, which would say that we may need to start looking at whether there is something not quite right, meaning trust your intuition, as well as to think about who or what has access to your money, or who's promising you things but not returning money, or convincing you to loan them money for things, and then you don't necessarily know what they do with the money if it's used for what they said. I would say to start paying attention to that, because I think that there's something that isn't quite right, or isn't quite on the up and up, if you will. Isn't quite fair. Fox tends to be associated with the night, because they tend to be more active during the night. That could either be that we need to think about nocturnal activities like getting a night job or something like that, but also there's that idea of people or things operating in the dark, which means, again, kind of that doing something that they're doing out of our view, but is negatively impacting us, that we need to become more aware of. And buttercup, when that came up, that's actually a flower that has an energy that helps to bring about things like confidence, and radiance and self-esteem and happiness. So that's going to help you to feel more competent to perhaps look at and confront the things that you might discover that aren't quite right and that are negatively impacting you financially. And one of the things that Buttercup is kind of about is being able to look at whatever is going on in our life and say, my life is blessed, and taking time to give thanks and gratitude for what we have rather than looking for what we don't. But then what that helps to do, Buttercup is really good at helping to, it's called transmute, but it to change negative energy or situations into something positive, because it helps us to look at it in a different way and then take the necessary action. And I pulled a card just to see when you would be able to start improving or seeing your financial situation change. And actually the card that came up is Justice. So first of all, that represents the full moon in Libra, which is going to be next April. But that would mean that we have to start doing some of the things we've been talking about now. And the Justice card may indicate that there's some sort of a legal situation or a legal approach or a legal matter that's going to be a part of what we need to do regarding our finances. One thing I would perhaps suggest to you is you can take a little jar and either put honey or sugar in it, and then you can put a coin in there, usually a silver coin, like a dime or something like that. Put a coin in there. Put your intention, which is, if you think about either how you want to change your financial situation, do you need a certain amount of money to pay off bills? Do you want to be getting a raise and making a certain amount of money per month or per year? You would write that down on a piece of paper and put that into the sugar or the honey. And then you might also, usually you do these in threes, so you might also put a third thing in there that somehow represents bettering your finances. But what you might do with the third thing is how you would be able to use a better financial situation to help others. So it's not just asking for what you want, but it's also saying, you know, when that blessing starts to come, I will also then be willing to start sharing that, because it creates a back and forth kind of situation. So if you put that in a little jar, the honey or the sugar, and then put those three things in the honey or the sugar, and then just put a little lid on it and get a little candle. You could do green or white, and then just put that on the top and light it and let it burn. And the wax will actually melt down over the jar, and that's fine. That's what you kind of want to happen. And you can do that daily. You could do that once a week. The idea is to keep it going. Every time you light the candle, it's keeping that energy going to stimulate that financial energy. So that might be also something. You could also put, if you get some buttercups, you could put some buttercup flowers or petals in the jar with the honey and sugar as well as perhaps carry some buttercup around with you, or have it in your house, have a little buttercup growing in your house. So those are some things that you might also try to do. But I would especially pay attention to, there may be something that's going on behind the scenes that is deceptive or not upfront and honest that you need to be seeing and confronting, that you can start to change things and see things improving by next April if you start doing this process, and then perhaps using the fox energy, the buttercup energy, and maybe either the honey or the sugar jar with the candle as a way of starting to energetically stimulate the financial aspect of things. So does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir. The buttercup is a flower?
It is.
And I could buy this at any store?
You can see if they have it in your area, and even if they don't, you can always just print a picture of a buttercup and use that. Because you could like print a picture of a buttercup and put a little candle on top of it in order to draw the energy of buttercup to you or to your space. So if you can't find buttercup in your area, using an image or a picture is another way to do it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And Melvin, one other piece of information from my end, and I had written this down when I see this talking to you the first time. I didn't really know the definition of buttercup, so I learned today. I had the inspiration of buttercup, so thank you, Heisey, for sharing all that wonderful information. Are you familiar, Melvin, with Judy Orman?
No, ma'am.
I think that's her name. What I was getting, and I'm Canadian, and there's a lady in Canada, and she has a show called Till Death Do Us Part, and I know there's a lady in the U.S. who deals with financial stuff. I believe her name is Judy Orman. And it's not specifically the words that she's using, but it is specifically that she has confidence in the words she's using. And the lady from Canada on the show, which you can get online, called Till Death Do Us Part, she has an energy of confidence and practicality and common sense. And my sense is that listening to what they have to say, just listening to what they have to say would be useful for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we know there's a lot of information there, and you can always go back to listen to remember the things that you probably don't quite remember right now. But hopefully there were things in there that can help to get you moving forward and kind of open up some of the blocks that may be getting in the way of your finances. All right?
Okay. Thank,
thank
you
very much
so
for
much.
Calling in. Sure. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you too, ma'am. Both of you.
So we're going to go to our next caller, and the next person is calling from area code 720. Are you there, caller, in area code 720?
Hello, you all. Good morning.
Hello.
This is Michelle.
Michelle, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Colorado. Well, hopefully you're not being flooded out.
No, actually, the rain finally has stopped, so it's a blessing.
Well, good. So what is it that we could look at for you today?
I would like to have you guys look at, I know I'm supposed to meet like a male or a mentor that's going to like partner with me in business and rather either invest or like to be a mentor to kind of show me how to do things with sustainability. And I'm wondering if you guys could tell me about when would we meet, because I have no idea who they could be.
All right. So let me, when people ask for timing, I pull from two different places. So hold on 1 second.
Okay.
All right. And let's see when that will be. So I'll give you a little more commentary from some other cards I pulled, but just on the timing question, the card I got was the Queen of Coins, which corresponds to full moon in Cancer, and the next full moon in Cancer is on January 16th.
Okay.
And let me just... Yeah. So that would be a particularly key time to pay attention to who comes across your path, who you meet, as well as to perhaps pay attention to if there are any particular workshops, networking events, conferences, et cetera, that might relate to what you do that are going on around that time, because it would be extremely beneficial for you to be attending those during that time, because that may be a very likely time to cross paths with that person.
Okay.
And the nice thing is that, so what I would encourage you to look for is someone who is much more, well, so it's not so much somebody who is in a big company or a corporation or government or something like that, because
yeah, no, no.
the King of Cups comes up here, which is much more somebody who may be involved in the alternative realm, whether it's alternative medicine or energy work or something like that. Now, kings tend to be well established. They can be your age or older. They can also indicate, King of Cups specifically is somebody who's in the healing realm. So it's probably somebody
who
works.
Exactly, because what I want to do is I want to create like a organic permaculture garden and make like floral essences, essential oils, so stuff like that. So that's just what it is.
Okay.
You're
so
on track.
Yeah. So and that card is in the short term, which is nice. So that would show us that it's not that far away. Again, I would come back to that January time frame, which really isn't that far away.
Okay.
And one thing that might be here is that you are looking or considering too many different things all at once. So what you might want to do is, especially between now and that January time frame, start thinking about how you can focus better your message or what it is that you want to start offering or doing, at least initially, so that you don't suddenly come to somebody and say, well, I'm trying to do this and 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 this. It's like, okay, great. I'm glad that you have such passion for so many things. But you want to have something that you can come to somebody with and they can really kind of grasp onto it, because you say, you know, here's my initial focus. Here's the first thing that I really want to develop. There may be other things that will come from that, but you need something that's a bit more focused, because the Two of Discs comes up here reversed. And actually next to the Fool card reversed. And it says that we are trying to do too much all at once. So either we are not coming across as balanced, or our idea would not sound very balanced. Two of Discs reversed especially is about juggling too many balls at once. So we just need to narrow it down a bit so that somebody wouldn't feel overwhelmed just hearing what you're trying to do and then wonder how they would be able to fit into that, or feel like, I can't possibly try to take on that much to help somebody right now. Versus if it's more focused, they may see how they could be able to help without it then making them feel overwhelmed trying to help somebody.
Okay, thank you.
So, Mildred Lynn.
Hello, Michelle. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good. As High C was talking, the animal totem that came up for you is rabbit. Are you familiar with animal
Are you
totem?
Serious?
Yes,
right. He is my spirit animal. Let me tell you, I have a rabbit. I see them all the time out in nature, but I literally have a rabbit that comes to my house in my bushes every single day. He sits there all day, and, you know, I feed him some carrots and some, you know, I'm a vegan, so I feed him carrots and broccoli, but he sits there all day. My cat wants to stalk him. He's not afraid of my cat, and that is so wonderful. You're so on track, and that is definitely my spirit animal. He comes every single day. He's out there right now.
Oh, beautiful.
That is so great. Oh, my goodness. You guys are so wonderful.
And so are you. I love the permaculture garden idea. That's right up my alley, too. I love to hear
Thank
about that.
Thank you.
And as High C was talking, I pulled out, I have a beautiful magical unicorn deck by Doreen Virtue. And the card that came up for you is called One Step at a Time. Do you want me to read it?
Yes, please.
Okay, so let's just see what the unicorn has to share. So it says, this card says that you have a big dream, but you may not know how to make it happen. The unicorns want you to know that your dream can come true if you'll focus on taking one small step at a time. And that really feeds into High C's guidance. These dovetail together nicely, If you will just do one or two things a day related to your dream, it will come true more quickly than you can imagine.
Okay.
You can take small steps to complete any project. For example, if you need to read a report or clean a room, you could focus on one page or one corner at a time. So that's very interesting. So it's not the whole thing, just one little area at a time. Don't think about the whole project. Just focus on a little bit that you're doing right now.
And once that page or corner is done, you can think about the next page or corner. So it's really asking you to be very present with whatever you're working on and enjoy it. Just enjoy that step. You can even plan how many pages or corners you'll complete on a calendar to help you plan ahead. So that's a good hint.
Okay.
Taking one step at a time is a secret way to success. You'll be amazed about how you can, you'll be amazed at how much you can do if you just take slow and steady progress. Take a moment and think about your project or dream. Imagine that it's already completed and notice how you feel in your body and your heart. Then ask your angels or your guides, what step should I take right now to make this happen? And this is really important. Notice any thoughts or feelings or words or pictures that might come to you. If you receive a strong message to take action in a positive way, then do so. And always remember that every big job or big dream can happen if you'll just break it down into small steps and then take the small steps. What a beautiful message for you.
Thank you so much.
How does that feel?
That felt wonderful.
Yeah, you feel wonderful?
Really delightful. Yeah.
Good.
And it kind of helped me to kind of feel like to take some of the pressure off, because if I break things down, you know, as I go along, just starting off with where I want to be, because that's how it's going to have to be anyway, because I have to grow things. So as they're growing, come from that point and then go further.
Exactly. And I really get for you to enjoy it, enjoy, enjoy, and on a comical note, to give yourself compliments.
Okay.
That would be a really good thing to do. So that's what I get for you, Michelle, and I'm excited. I feel tingly. It's beautiful energy.
Thank you so much. You guys rock.
And I'm just going to jump in here with a little bit about rabbits as a totem.
Okay, please.
And so one thing that the rabbit can kind of do is get too caught up in busy, 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 busy. Because think of that, like the tortoise and the hare kind of thing. So it's like, and that goes back to, I'm trying to do 27 things at once, and I'm trying to do this, and I want to build this, and I want to make this, and I want to add that. And so sometimes it's about quieting ourselves. It says, okay, guys, calm down, which goes back to what Mildred was talking about, taking things a little bit in smaller pieces, step by step, rather than trying to do 1,000 things all at once. It also encourages us to be a little more confident, because it's like we have the message, or we have what we need within us. We're just getting so caught up in busy work that we're losing our connection or our hearing to what our own inner voice is saying. But also rabbits are about fertility and new life. That's why it's a big symbol, like in spring for Easter and around that time, because so it represents that there's a lot of fertility and a lot of ability to bring about things, but it can very quickly get out of control. And you find that when people get a rabbit, like for their kids at Easter, and suddenly they end up with 27 rabbits very quickly, because rabbits are very prolific. So
yes.
That, I think, again, comes back to that idea of needing to hone and stay focused and not try to get caught up in doing or presenting too many things all at once, because it can very quickly get out of control and not be very manageable, which isn't going to be very attractive to somebody that might want to help mentor you. I will mention that if you go to rabbit.org, that they celebrate every year International Rabbit Day. And that is, for this year, it's actually on September 28th. So it's yesterday.
September
28th? Yeah, so it was yesterday. But you could still go ahead and celebrate it today. But you might just look at that website, because since you have Animal Totem as a rabbit, you might find that there's some interesting little things there that you could tap into or do just to connect with and enhance your energy of rabbit. And sometimes that can even come from understanding rabbits literally as the animal, because that can become very insightful into energy we need to tap into, or how we need to act, or sometimes how we don't need to act. Animal totems are also there to teach us what we might not be doing so right, not just about how we need to be doing something. And if you would like, I can give you a quick little magical technique that's very easy to do, especially geared towards attracting this mentor. And I would, you could do this anytime. My thought was perhaps to do it over the course of 14 days, starting with the new moon leading up to that full moon in Cancer on January 16th, which means the new moon is on January 1st. So it actually is kind of nice to start doing that because it gives you that sense that a lot of people use as the calendar year of like starting a new year, making a New Year's resolution, doing something to stimulate the new year because you'd be starting this on January 1st. So all you need to do is get two candles, one that will represent you and one that will represent your mentor. Now, for me, just because it was the King of Cups that came up here, you might get a candle that is blue or looks watery. Or you can just do white candles. You can actually get candles that look like people in different stores. They're actually carved to look like a people. And so here you could get one that looks like you, which would be a female. And then here I think we're probably looking at a male coming in, so therefore getting a male candle. But you don't have to do that. You can just use regular candles. It's fine. And you would want to carve on the candle that represents you your name. If you can, put something of yourself on that candle, whether it's a hair or spit or something. I know that sounds weird, but what it's doing is it's creating an energetic link to make that candle you. And then on the other candle, you could carve either the mentor that will be best to help me, or you could just carve, you know, the mentor that I need, or whatever you want to do on that candle. But it, again, you're carving in it because it's creating an energetic link to that person that will be right for you.
Okay.
So you set them in a place where you can leave them, and you're going to set them kind of at a distance, because if you start on the first, over the course of 14 days, which is going to lead up to the full moon, every day you will light them and you will move them a little closer to each other, so that on that full moon day, they will actually end up touching. And I would suggest that you write down something to say every time that you light them, and it can be completely up to you, but it would be something like, you know, as these candles move closer together, my mentor moves closer to me, or, you know, as these candles move closer together, I'm closer to coming into contact with the mentor that will help me, or however you want to phrase it. But the idea of writing it down is so that you say the same thing each time, because if we repeat something over and over again, it builds energy into it rather than it being something new every time.
Should I read this before I light them, or should I light them and then read it?
It doesn't matter. Whichever feels more comfortable to you. What you may find is if it's short enough, after you've said it a couple of times, you'll just kind of remember it. So you can just say it as you're lighting the candles, even probably without looking at the piece of paper. But that's usually what I do, is I say it as I'm lighting the candles. If that's too cumbersome for you, for whatever reason, that's fine. So that's something to help attract and draw to us somebody or something.
Well, actually, since it's January, I could actually, can I write something now and then memorize it, so then when January comes, I'll know it? Can I do that,
sure,
or should I just wait?
Well, yes, you can do that. But I would also say that between now and then, you would want to focus on really honing and focusing in on what you want to start fully developing to have to present or mention to someone, so that you are then fully ready with that, rather than still having not quite focused on focusing things down from 27 things that I want to do, because I've been so worried about finding the mentor, which would be a very rabbit kind of thing to do. Well, I've been running from here to there and here to there and here to there. I forgot. So that's something that you can do for that part of it. But then between now and then, I would use this time to start breaking it down into the small pieces like Mildred was talking about, working on things step by step and really having that all in place. So that, because rabbit will often say, especially if it's kind of your life animal totem, will say that you'll find things that you do happen in leaps and bounds. or fits and starts. Okay. You know, so it's like it kind of seems to not be doing anything, and all of a sudden, it jumps to the next level. And then kind of just goes along, and all of a sudden, goes to the next level. So we want to be ready to jump when the time is right. By having everything in place and having done the foundational work or the getting things focused and ready so that when it does make the jump, it doesn't suddenly cause us to feel more scattered, more confused, more in a tizzy.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
All right. So hopefully some of those things have helped.
Oh, that helps so much. So much. I thank you guys so much.
Well, you're more than welcome.
You guys
thank
have you. A wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. And good luck with
Bye.
Having a week of no rain before the snow comes.
Yes, I know. So let's keep hoping.
Yeah.
So, bye.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you too.
Well, Mildred, I think that we'll be going to our next caller, which is going to be from area code 856, but I think we'll take just a quick break before we do that, if that's all right with you.
Sounds good.
But if you're calling from area code 856, just be prepared, because when we come back from the break, we're going to go to you first.
Firefly Willows, LIVE, we're working hard to be your trusted source for fun, enlightening, and heart-centered information and community. And we're passionate about the art of transformative media, the new leading edge of communication in our highly connected, media-rich world. If you're passionate about facilitating change, and you have gifts or ideas you'd like to share, come join us. Host a show, or be a guest, or connect us to an amazing speaker or teacher whose message is too good to miss. There's always room for courageous, knowledgeable changemakers, inspired artists, and new ideas. Let us know you're interested. Send an email to info@fireflywillows.com. We're Firefly Willows, LIVE, helping you find and shine your inner light.
And we are back, and this is Firefly Willows, LIVE, and this is our monthly call-in show where you can receive readings on the air from different hosts of the shows that we have under the Firefly Willows LIVE channel. Today, I'm Hi-C, and I am joined by my co-host, Mildred Lynn McDonald, who is host of Healing Conversations on the first Sunday of each month, as well as co-host for the moment of What's Your Prescription for Balance on the first Thursday of each month. And you can always find us online at facebook.com/fireflywillows or fireflywillows.com/live. If you would like to get a reading during the show, you can Skype in from the show page, or you can call in at 646-716-5510. And Mildred, I was just going to ask, if people liked what you had to say and were interested in getting in contact with you in some way, how could they do that?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Perhaps through my Facebook page or on LinkedIn or through my blog on Air Healing Conversations with Mildred Lynn. And I did want to ask you, Heisi, I believe a new show launched, was it yesterday, from Beyond?
Yes, so a new show that's on the second and fourth Saturdays of each month started yesterday here at Firefly Willows Live. And it's called From Beyond, and it's hosted by a mother-daughter psychic medium team, Nadia Shapiro and Dr. Barbara Williams, and they explore different topics, paranormal topics. Barbara is very involved in ghost hunting and those kind of things. Nadia is very involved in teaching, especially helping people develop their psychic skills, and they also offer psychic medium readings during the show. So I would encourage people to check that out because it is very interesting, and they certainly go into some very interesting areas and topics of conversation, and you might learn about something new or hear some more information about things that you've heard about, seen about, maybe watched a TV show about, like you've seen Ghost Hunters on TV. I mean, that's literally what Barbara Williams does. So, yes, that is something that just started yesterday, and it's the second and fourth Saturdays of each month.
Yeah. And if people are interested in any of the Firefly Willows Live channel shows, they can always listen to them in the archives and, I believe, on iTunes.
Right. Here at Firefly Willows Live on the Blog Talk page, you can find archives of all of the past shows to listen to anytime. And you can also find it on iTunes. If you just search Firefly Willows Live, it'll come right up as a podcast, and you can download a show individually, listen to them, or you can subscribe to the podcast. It's free, and then it'll automatically download new shows whenever they come on. And they're usually available within, well, I think they're actually there within an hour, but if you just think they're there within 24 hours of the show airing, then they're always there for you to be able to listen to or reference.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to check out the new From Beyond show, then you can go and listen in the archives to the show that was on yesterday. So let's move on to our next caller, shall we? And this is someone calling from area code 856. Are you there, caller from area code 856? Let's see if they... Are you there, caller from 856?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Well, welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Rose Maria from Jersey.
What was your name?
Rose Maria from Jersey.
Rose Maria. All right. And what is it that you would like for us to look at for you today?
I'm getting like mixed emotions. Like when a relationship's coming in, like I get this year, next year, just like I don't know when it's gonna happen or if it's ever gonna happen.
Well, there's never a need to be quite so pessimistic. Let us just look at it as when versus ever.
And then whenever they're going to communicate with me.
So let me see what comes up here for me. Well, so the first thing that I will encourage you with is that there is indication that there is a relationship for you in the future. So don't despair. Right now, I would anticipate that you actually may be somebody, of course you're someone, that you may be meeting someone very soon, and it may feel like the card that comes up is the Tower. So there's this aspect of like love at first sight or fireworks suddenly going off and that kind of thing. And next to that is the Page of Swords. So it's almost like saying it's somebody who suddenly causes you to hurt your neck because your head whips around so fast. Or maybe that's how you get them, you know, whip your hair back and forth. But the caution that I would give you is, the initial impression may not be quite what it is that it seems to be, and you want to be really careful because I would be concerned that it would end up being somebody or something that is either presenting themselves in a false way or is not very trustworthy in the long term. And so it's kind of like when we suddenly get attracted to the bad boy or the bad girl, and We know they're not good for us, but, you know, I just fell head over heels in a second, and how could I possibly not pursue it? So if you do, know that probably it won't last for that long, and probably it will end up having issues because of honesty issues, fidelity issues, trustworthiness issues, and that kind of thing. But having said that, the long-term card is the King of Coins, King of Pentacles. So there we have a sense of someone, anytime you have a king, there is that sense of stability, maturity, wisdom. So I would, it's almost as if what you go through is going to teach you what to look out for, and then you're going to end up finding someone that is much more reliable, trustworthy, stable. King of Coins is especially nice because it's somebody who can hold down a job, who is financially stable, and that kind of thing. So that's coming. It's just not quite here yet. And I think that maybe you just need to go through a couple of lessons in order to be able to better identify and trust your own instincts as to who you need to be pursuing and who you don't. Because King of Coins is not the bad boy. King of Coins is the person who may seem a little more boring or a little more settled, but ultimately is someone that is much more reliable versus the bad boy or the bad girl, which is like, you know, always a little questionable.
Oh, yeah, I learned my lesson. I went through that, like how you explain it, over the summer. I'm like, oh, that's it. He picked that up. And like, what I want to pursue is like, it's like more stable. It's just
well,
like,
that's coming, but I think that part of, if you think you've learned the lesson, it's almost as if the universe is saying, we're going to give you another little test. It's like the final exam at the end of the semester. We're going to give you a final exam just to make sure you've learned your lesson. So I think within the next couple of months, you're probably going to suddenly be struck by somebody like that again, which, and sometimes it may be that you don't realize it initially because it seems okay, but then we start to discover things that make it a little less than okay. But really, it's more like the universe saying, show me that you've learned the lesson by taking the test, and then we will move you towards and bring in this other person that's going to be much better for you.
Next lesson is somebody I know, or is it the one I want? Because I'm tired of the games. I'm tired of the, I just want to move on and get on with my life.
There's actually something here. I would say that it may be somebody that is either... How old are you, if I may
ask? I'm 38.
Okay.
38.
So it may be somebody that's a little bit younger than you.
I don't want anybody younger than me because it's already tried. It's already done. They're not mature for me.
Well, but the nice thing is that when we're in the suit of pentacles, because we also have the Knight of Pentacles here, both the King and the Knight. And so there is a sense that with Pentacles, though, it's somebody who is very grounded, who has their feet on the ground, who is very established, who knows who they are, what they want in life, what they're going after. And they also have patience, so they're not going to try to rush the situation. So I wouldn't rule out right away somebody younger. It doesn't mean they have to be 20. It just means they may be a little bit younger. Like, if you're 38, maybe they're 35. You know, it doesn't have to be a dramatic age difference.
I'm always with somebody older. It's like, that's my goal. It's like, it's just
well,
not
mature
for me.
In the past, have you always been with older people?
Yeah, always.
So if you've always been with older people, how has that worked out for you?
Better. They're more sensible, more... the one I'm thinking of is more reliable, more secure with his work and stuff.
Well, but this would also show that somebody even slightly younger than you will be that. And the reason I asked is how that's worked out is because it's like saying, well, if you've been with older people up to this point and yet you're not in a relationship and you're still looking, then maybe allowing yourself to at least open up to the possibility of somebody slightly younger will be more productive in finding the kind of relationship you're looking for?
I tried that. He was like 4 years younger than me. It didn't work out. So I already tried that.
Well, but that was just one try. Don't assume that one try is going to be the pattern for the future. And when this might happen, let's see. So the third 10 days of the full moon cycle of Capricorn. So the next full moon in Capricorn is going to be in July. So it probably will be around the early part of next summer that you would end up meeting the right person for you. Doesn't mean you won't meet anyone before then, but the right person is likely to come along around that time.
So that means if I'm going home, because that's when I usually go back home. So basically the one I'm thinking of, he's not going to be the one for me in the future or anytime soon then, basically.
Well, why are you ruling that person out?
Well, I'm not. It's just I'm waiting, like, basically for him to come back into my world because I just came home.
But is there not a way for him to come back into your world?
That's if I decide, when I decide to go back home.
Well, so when you asked whether it was that person or not, I just pulled a quick card, and it's the Magician, right, which is the beginning of a new phase or cycle. So that would indicate that it may be somebody new, a new type of person, a new type of situation where you meet the person, but there is a sense of something new to the Magician rather than something that is from the past. So just keep your eyes open and really pay attention to who you're meeting, especially around that early summer time period, because it's likely somebody new that you will come into contact with.
Got you, because it's still way too long for me and I'm getting too old.
You mean it's too long to wait for this other person you were talking about.
Right, it's just time to move on.
Right.
So the one I want is basically is probably coming back. So it's just like it's unpredictable when how long I stay in one place. So it's like kind of hard for anyone to even to catch me.
But I think that wherever you are around the early summer is going to be very key to coming into contact with the person that has the greatest possibility of becoming a more substantial relationship for you. So let's see if Mildred Lynn has something to contradict that.
Oh. I see, he's always challenging me. Rosemary, you have such a beautiful name.
Thanks.
Just beautiful. And are you, you're calling from Jersey and home is another place?
I live in two different countries. So I
okay. Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I have like basically two different lives. Well, the same life, but two different worlds.
Ah, you're a woman of mystery.
Right.
Now, when you first called in, you shared that you had mixed emotions, and what immediately came into me was a picture of a beautiful salad with salad utensils. So that was the visual that I received in terms of inspiration. And the animal totem that came in for you is the tortoise. Are you familiar with the animal totems?
A little bit.
Yeah, did you hear me talk to Melvin earlier from Georgia, a little bit about animal totems?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, same thing applies to you. Check out Google search and put in animal totem tortoise, and you might find there's going to be two messages in there for you to consider. And the other thing I did while you were speaking with High C is I pulled a card from Doreen Virtue's The Romance Angel. Would you like me to read it to you?
Sure.
Okay. The theme is trust. In response to your question, the romance angels ask you to trust that everything is exactly as it needs to be. Do not add fear to the situation, which will only create drama and negativity. Instead, ask the angels to release your worries so they can handle them.
Your present situation is here to bring you blessings and personal growth, leading to a beautiful romantic love you so deeply desire and deserve. As you follow the pathway you're currently on, trust that it's leading you in the right direction. Your faith uplifts your energy, which in turn attracts positive experiences and people, including your romantic partner. This is truly a situation where the faith is so important, and have faith that all things are possible. So how do you feel?
Good.
Yeah? Now, the other thing that came up for you, and this might sound a little odd, blueberries. So I got the impression of blueberries, and then what I did is I went online to see what the message or the symbolism for blueberries are. Do you like blueberries, by the way?
I eat them, yeah.
You do? Okay. They came through really strong for you. So blueberries. It says blueberries represent your youth and the desire to recapture aspects of your youth. It's a symbol of eternity and optimism for the future. Alternatively, it may depict a depressed mood or a saddened state of mind. And the other thing blueberries also represent is protection. So that is what came up from me to you for your consideration. How do you feel?
Good. Fine with it. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel a little bit hopeful?
Hopeful. What I want, pretty much. I hope.
And I have to tell you, Rosemary, I have to share with you, like, I know you're 38, and that's still hopeful. So, maybe, you know, capture aspects of the magic in there.
Well, did you get all of that, Rosemary? It sounded like Mildred was perhaps fading in and out.
Right. I didn't catch the whole thing, like you said, like fading in and out.
Okay.
Happens with the...
Well, so we'll see if her connection can reestablish itself here momentarily, but I'll just, based on what she said, I looked up tortoise. And, you know, tortoise is about patience, slowing down, and paying attention. So, you know, I know that you're feeling like you're in a rush because of your age and that kind of thing, but I think it says here that patience will pay off, as well as maintain your awareness as to who you meet and who comes into your world. I would come back to, especially around that early summer time frame. But also the nice thing is that tortoises represent long lifespans, because tortoises can live like 100 years. So that seems to also indicate that your patience will pay off, and what's getting ready to come is something that is going to be much more long-term rather than something that is just flash in the pan. There may be something flash in the pan here right around the corner based on the earlier cards that we got, but I think what comes around that early summer time frame is going to be something that ends up being a much more long-term relationship for you. So have that patience. And
so what I understood is, like, basically could be young at heart, not young at age, just basically young at heart, basically. It just what comes next, I already learned my lessons, and like, it's already done, and what, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's time to move on. So it's basically he's coming around and then letting it go and then coming back again. It's like in and out of my life. It's like crazy.
Crazy. But we may need something a little bit new or different than that pattern, especially because that magician card came up earlier. There's a sense that it's time to start writing a new chapter of how relationships go, rather than to keep rewriting and revisiting the same chapters over and over again.
So basically, he could come in and then start a whole new life without no games. Basically.
Right.
Cool.
Right. That's what we see is coming. And that's what I think is the kind of person and the kind of opportunity for a relationship that's coming around the beginning part of summer, is you've moving past the games and the untrustworthiness of people to somebody who is much more reliable and stable. And don't be put off if it seems like they are a little bit more boring than what you are used to looking for or being with, because that boringness actually will end up being not boring, but will be reliability, stability, maturity, etc.
Now you made it more sense. It's like not to rule him out. It makes more sense how you explain it just now. So it's just this cycle has to end this time and then recontinue when I'm back in the...
Right, but the magician says that you have to be the magician or the creator of this cycle. So you have to have the vision of what you want it to look like and how it needs to be. And then someone comes along that has to be willing to be a part of creating that kind of vision, rather than either you handing it over to them to determine how it goes, or they're not on board with trying to accomplish the same vision. So if you meet somebody and you say, I'm ready to settle down and buy a house and have 3 kids, if they say, well, I'm not quite ready for that, but maybe in the future, then that's an immediate clue to say, okay, then this isn't the right person for me, because you want somebody who is having the same kind of vision and is ready for the same kind of thing as what you're envisioning for yourself in a relationship at this point in your life. Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Gotcha. So I gotta wait until next summer. You'd be too long. It's my patience is run out. So please.
But didn't you say that you're gonna be going back home next summer or around that time?
Oh, that's when I usually home.
Okay. So that to me says, waiting until that time, which is the patience of the tortoise, is because you'll need to be in the right place at the right time to meet the right person or set the right thing in motion. So the patience will pay off by seeing it as, I wait until then because I know that's where I'm going to be at the right place in the right circumstance in the right time for this to come into my life that I'm really wanting.
So, okay, basically it's not the person I'm thinking, it's somebody totally different that I'm meet.
Well, I would anticipate that it's going to be somebody new, so based on the cards that came up. So don't just stay so focused on that person you already knew that you are. That tortoise reminds us to stay aware, that we are lacking in awareness of who might also come into the picture or what other opportunity might also come, because we're so focused on looking over here at what we're already thinking it's going to be that we miss out on something else.
Got it.
Cool. All right.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Nobody knew.
And enjoy your day. All right. So I know that Mildred is having a little bit of a connection issue. So I think that while she's trying to call back in, we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to go to area code 718. So if you're calling from area code 718, just be prepared, because after this break, we will be coming back to speak with you.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and she'll send a call out, 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 send a call out.
Thank you.
promised, we're always thinking of ways to bring you a fresh new perspective. Check out this lineup of our newest shows. The Amethyst Oracle, Divination with a Queer Twist, featuring Firefly Willow's LIVE favorite, Heisey Lutmers, and his co-host, Charlie Harrington, on the second Tuesday evening each month. A Shamanic Life, hosted by John Carosella, on the first and third Tuesday evenings each month. What's Your Prescription for Balance? With Mildred Lynn McDonald and her co-host, Dr. Glenna Calder, the first Thursday afternoon each month. And Evolve, with Robin White Turtle Lisney, the third Thursday afternoon each month. Introducing our newest show, the second and fourth Saturday mornings each month, From Beyond, with mother-daughter psychics Nadia Shapiro and Barbara Williams. We're excited. Give us a listen as we continue to create new and entertaining ways for you to shine your inner light. Join us at Firefly Willows, LIVE.
And we're back, and Mildred is back with us as well. Welcome back, Mildred.
Thank you, Hi C.
And we're going to go to our next caller, and that is someone calling from area code 718. Are you there, caller from area code 718? Hello?
Yes.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lisa. I'm calling from New York.
Lisa from New York. Welcome to the show. What is it that we can look at for you today?
I wanted you to look at long-term love for me. Actually, just ended it with someone that I was seeing 2 months ago, and I'm just, you know, wanting to see what you pick up about what comes in for me.
Okay, then long-term love it is for you. And what's the day and month of your birth?
6/26.
Okay, so you're in an 11-year, this is really a year for you to elevate yourself and your game, if you will, when it comes to relationships, to look at how to move your relationship experiences to the next level. And part of that is to really be willing to find your truth and be willing to live it, to be more authentic, especially as you meet new people, to not worry about trying to present who you think they want to see versus simply presenting yourself, so that you start off from the very beginning with them knowing the true you. And then you know that's what they're attracted to and getting to know, rather than worrying about what are they going to think, how are they going to feel when they see the true me kind of thing. And, well, the nice thing is that one of the things that comes up here is the Eight of Pentacles, which shows us that the work that you have been doing or the work that you're doing to better yourself and to prepare yourself for the right kind of relationship is going to be paying off, or is going to be bringing you reward fairly soon. So I don't think you're going to have to wait all that long for a new relationship to come in. And it's interesting if you were listening to the previous caller, because the long-term card came up. It's the same one that was for that person. And so there's a sense of, it may be somebody slightly younger than you, but again, it's somebody who has their feet on the ground, who has a sense of what they're doing, where they're going, has a plan for themselves and their lives that they're working towards. So don't be put off by the age thing, thinking that they may not be at a place or ready for what you think you need from somebody in a relationship simply because of the age thing. And the first card that came up here, Six of Cups, is reversed. So that also says that, one, we need to not try to recapture or recreate something from the past. So if there was a past relationship where you felt it was the greatest love of your life to this point, or you were the most happy, and if you could just have that again, that's going to get in the way, because we end up starting to compare people and situations to the past, and nothing can be what something was. And we need to be willing to look for and embrace the new, rather than operate from a point of nostalgia, to trying to recapture something that we really liked having before and we hope that we can find again. So embrace new experiences and new relationship kind of opportunities rather than looking for something that seems to reflect or represent what you had before that you thought was the best relationship so far or the happiest time of your life or that kind of thing. And be willing to expand your circle of where you look. Don't stay so focused in your own backyard, or don't stay so focused in the places that you normally go to and that kind of thing, versus expanding out a bit, stepping into new places, foreign places, unfamiliar places, can help in terms of starting to meet some new people, and especially people that may be slightly different, or relationship opportunities that might be slightly different from what you've had before. So it's really kind of a little bit more out there beyond the familiarity zone or the comfort zone, rather than continuing to look in the ways or the places that you have previously been doing it. And take a little bit of time to sort through and process what it is that you've just finished, rather than trying to quickly look for the next thing. The next thing will come, but it's a little bit down the road. Again, that card, that Knight of Pentacles that came up, is also a card of patience, which we heard before. So there is a sense of having a little bit of patience for things, because the patience will pay off if we take the time, because not only will you be ready because you've allowed yourself your own healing time, processing time, etc. from before, it will also mean that you aren't jumping into something and then missing out on a better opportunity that may be coming a little while later. I would anticipate, I have a card here for timing. I was also looking at the cards that were there, which I'm anticipating it'll probably be around fall. So it's the first 10 days. So we're looking at probably around September of next year will be the most optimal time, or the most beneficial time, or the right time for you to come into contact with someone and to start forging a new relationship.
In a year?
Well, for goodness sake.
That's really thinks, low. I mean, because the person I wasn't in a relationship with the person I was just with. We went on 3 dates, but we had a history. We've known each other for many years, and that's it. So it's not like I was in a relationship for like years, but I'm not going to meet anyone to date for another year?
No. So the way I approach this is I was looking at when are you going to meet love and more of a long-term relationship. This doesn't have anything to do with whether you'll be dating people between now and then.
But I'm not even going to be dating a person of like that caliber until another year.
The person who would represent the possibility for a long-term relationship probably will not come along until that time, or you won't decide to enter into that kind of relationship with that person until next September. You may meet them before then, but you won't necessarily rush into a relationship or talk about a serious relationship until that time. But some of that, I think, is just the time that's needed to get to the right person. And, you know, enjoy yourself between now and then. So you can go out and just date people and not necessarily have to worry about or think about, is this going to be something serious? Is this going to turn into something? Versus I can just be in the moment and enjoy it.
I felt like, well, prior to the person I just stopped dating, that's all I was doing. I was actually alone for a long time just because that's what I was doing, and then I started doing that, and I just feel like I don't feel like that's getting me anywhere, because then it's like I'm saying that, you know, I don't really want anything when I actually do. Like, I usually just stay by myself because I wouldn't want to start casual things and not really be interested in being casual.
Well, so
I mean, so I guess I'm wondering if the men coming in are going to be quality dating versus just like when you're really young and you just date just because.
Right. Well, it would say that they may be quality dates, but they're not necessarily the right people for the kind of relationship that you're wanting. So it's like they're worth going out with. And part of what may happen, because the Six of Cups reverse can also indicate like somebody from the past coming back in. But what may happen is that you go out on dates with people for right now. And then one of the people that you date but don't necessarily pursue anything with comes back into the picture more around that next September timeframe. And then you decide to start dating again and you decide to pursue something more serious. But again, you would miss out on that opportunity if you didn't date anybody between now and then, because you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Are you picking that up about the person that I just finished dating, or is it someone else? Because
I would anticipate it's somebody else. Well, first of all, I would just ask if the person you just dated was younger than you.
By a year.
Okay.
The person before that, I'll tell you that there was a person before that a few months ago who's actually like 10, 11 years younger.
So I would anticipate that it would be somebody more in that kind of an age range or that kind of a difference for you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean it has to be that person,
mm-hmm.
but that it would probably be more in more of an obvious age difference, I guess, rather than, I mean, like 1 year isn't really, you don't really think of that as much of an age difference kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's necessarily somebody that you've already dated. I wouldn't look at these cards to think that. I would think that it would be more somebody new that you might date between now and next September that you don't pursue anything with initially, but then comes back around and you decide to pursue something more seriously around that time. And it probably won't be until after the beginning of the year, because the Two of Cups reversed says we're not really going to find or enter into any kind of real relationship between now and the end of the year. And then things will start to move forward after the beginning of the year. But that Knight of Pentacles comes in and says, but it's a step by step. It's a very gradual kind of process rather than an immediate kind of thing. So it may be that we meet, but we take it really slow, or we meet and we go out a few times, but then we kind of step back and then come back together again around that September time frame. So I wouldn't necessarily put a big emphasis on between now and the end of the year, but after the beginning of the year is when things start to move forward and things start to change for you in terms of the quality you're looking for and that kind of thing. But it's not going to happen overnight or quickly, and it may be something that comes in, goes out, and then comes back in again and is more ready around that September time frame.
Mm-hmm. And then you, like, yeah, because I'm not one to rush. I will want to ask, but I'm not one to, like, rush the situation. My want or desire is someone that's emotionally stable and available.
Well, that's
what I am.
Right,
yeah.
And that's very Knight of Pentacles. Now, Knight of Pentacles sometimes can be a focus on work. So it may be that there's a work situation that needs to be sorted out. That is why they come in, go out, and come back in again. So maybe they come and they're on a business trip and that's how you meet. But what's in process is them making a transfer from wherever they live to the office where you are. Not where you work necessarily, but I mean the city that you live in. And so it's like, oh, well, we meet, but now it's a long distance thing. But in the summer, they're supposed to get their transfer to the office that's here in this city, so we can really pick things up again once they have made that transfer. So mm-hmm. I would anticipate something like that. But Knight of Pentacles is very encouraging in the sense of somebody who is very grounded, who's very solid. So what you were just describing that you're ready for is what Knight of Pentacles can be. Like, they're very down to earth. It actually can literally be a Taurus. So you might also pay attention to either if you meet a Taurus or who you meet during Taurus. Taurus is like April 20th to May 20th.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, because it's just interesting when you request someone emotionally stable and mature, like, and available, like, wow, how it's crickets. So I'm not kidding. I'm like, wow, I didn't know that was a really big, challenging trait for people to have.
Right. But I think that's why we also see that Three of Wands reversed here, which says that it's not somebody that's right in your own backyard, at least at the moment.
So I would
anticipate it may be somebody you meet who doesn't necessarily live there, but maybe in the process of going through whatever is needed to be coming there to live there. And that's why there's kind of a we meet, but it doesn't really move forward. But then we restart it again around September because now that change has taken place.
Yeah, that makes sense because I may be actually I will be traveling for work at the end of the year and then the beginning of next. But I live in New York, but I'm going to be traveling to the West Coast a lot. So I don't know. But yeah, I mean, are you picking up anything else?
So again, I would say pay attention to who you meet while traveling because you may also meet somebody that is either thinking about moving to New York or you really develop, you know, a bond and a relationship starts, but it's long distance, and then they start to consider moving to New York because of that. So also pay attention to who you meet while traveling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's see what Mildred has to say. Perhaps she will be sending you off to Dubai to meet this person.
Hello, Lisa from New York.
Hello, Mildred. I'm doing well. Thank you.
I was just fascinated by it. Sometimes when I'm listening to High C provide some commentary and guidance, I forget that I'm actually live on the radio. I was getting really involved in your situation there. So wanted to share when you first came on, when I first heard your voice, and for me it's when I hear the person's voice that I connect with their energy. I had a feeling of pressure in my ears or right under my ears, and then I was trying to discern what actually was I feeling. Was it congestion or was it a fog? And then what finally came into me, and I'm not sure if you can relate to this or not, but did you ever experience like a weather pressure change? Like, for example, the air feels really condensed before it starts to rain. Like, it's almost like you know it's going to rain and then there's going to be relief. Did you ever experience that?
I don't think so. I mean, like, I know what it is to feel pressure when you're flying.
Maybe that's a good example. So it's definitely in the ear area. It's left and right ear. It's a pressure that comes to me like a fog or congestion.
Yeah, I actually feel like that now. I kind of feel like a little bit like that now. I'm actually dealing with some stuff where I'm recovering from being sick, but, you know, I just had a lot of stuff to do and been pretty drained. But a lot of things popped up this weekend for me early at the end of the week, so I would say there's some drain.
Okay, so what I would share with you on a happy note is there seems to be this fog and congestion or the pressure feeling, and then when you have release, it's really going to feel like a relief and release. So I was checking the energy. It's almost you're in this fog congestion right now. It's going to move out like a weather pattern. And I thought that is so
good. Okay.
Yeah. Now, the animal totem that came up for you is, and this is the first time I've ever had a person that had this particular animal totem, it's the octopus. So animal totem octopus, and if you were listening to the show, it's simply Google animal totem octopus. And when you do find that, there are two messages there that will resonate with you. So that will be interesting. And then the other thing I did was I pulled up a lovely card from Doreen Virtue's Romance Angels. And if you would like me to read it, I'd be happy to read it to you.
Please do so. Thank you.
You're welcome. So what it's called is You Deserve Love. You are lovable. The romance angels are cheering you on in your quest for a great love by letting you know that you deserve it. As a child of the universe, you are naturally a loving and lovable person, as is everyone. You have the right to be treated with kindness and respect by everybody in your life. If you've had a harsh life experience in this area, you may have blamed yourself and felt a little bit unworthy of receiving affection. This card is to reassure you that you do deserve it, exclamation mark. You're a beautiful being of God's pure light and energy, and no matter what any person has said or done or told you in the past, it doesn't change how beautiful you are and what you have to offer to anyone in a relationship. The more you affirm, I am lovable, I am loved, I am loving, the more this experience comes true for you. Affirmations help you believe spiritual truths in a deep, unconscious level. This, in turn, allows you to attract loving people, loving relationships, and loving circumstances into your life. And you definitely deserve that. So that's what's being offered for your consideration. How do you feel? How does that feel to you?
It feels beautiful.
Yeah, I like that. Now, as I mentioned earlier, and just briefly I'll share this with you, I was really getting into, you know, when High C was talking to you when you were sharing some information, and it occurred to me, when you meet a person whom you might be interested in engaging in a long-term relationship with, how ready are you? Because there seems that there could be a little bit of time between now and then. And what I got was you're ready 6 out of 10, 10 being totally ready. It's a 6 out of 10 energetically. So that means you have a beautiful opportunity to do some personal reflection, maybe think about the octopus, maybe think about east, west, whatever, to show up as the person you would like to be when this other opportunity presents itself to you, when it will. So that's just another little tidbit that came in for you through me. Anything else, Heisi?
Well, I'll say about the octopus. On the one hand, we have all of the tentacles. So there's a sense of reaching out in multiple directions, therefore not getting too limited in where we're looking or the type of person we look for versus having that multiple aspect going on. So, you know, trying to date different types of people rather than getting stuck and only looking for or dating one type of person, reaching out, going to different types of places rather than only looking for people in one kind of place. Like if we only look online and we do that kind of an approach, or we only go here or go there, it's like go to all of them kind of thing. Octopus is also about intelligence and camouflage. So the camouflage part I thought was interesting because, again, so when I said that you're in an 11 year, it goes from birthday to birthday. And it says that this is a year where you need to learn how to not camouflage who you truly are, or what you truly want, but to simply be fully authentic in the world and present yourself in a fully authentic way to people. So don't camouflage parts of yourself in order to try to please or hope that that's what will make somebody more interested in you or that kind of thing. There's also, you know, octopus is related to the spiral of life, which I think speaks back to this idea of, because when you have a spiral, there's a sense that something comes back around, but it's at a new level or ready to move to the next level. So what we were talking about of meeting somebody, but then they kind of go away for whatever reason and then come back in is kind of like the spiral, because we meet, they go away, we come back around. The spiral says now we're at a place we're at the same place of like meeting again, but we're at a different level. So things can progress differently now. Either the situation has grown or changed, or they've moved and now we can continue moving forward. So it's come back around or that kind of thing. So 8 is also a number that's important to octopus, obviously because of the tentacles. So pay attention to, sometimes people will say with numbers like that, you pay attention to things like the 8th day, the 8th month. So whether it's the 8th day of the month or it's the 8th month itself, August, which puts us right before September when we were looking at. The 8 may be important there. Also people that maybe have a life number of 8, if you actually can figure that out for them or if they know that. But octopuses also, or octopi, also know how to get what they want in an intelligent and efficient way. So as you approach meeting people, considering relationships, do it in a smart way and do it in an efficient way. And maybe the efficient way will be you're thinking of moving to my city, so we really like each other. We'll make sure we stay in contact. But then once you're in my city, we'll pick this back up because then it'll be much more able to be done. So I think that may also be what's trying to come from the octopus aspect of things. So
you're saying
that,
the verbal, yeah, that, I mean, that sounds great. That sounds like, so you're suggesting that I say that in the situation that I do meet this person.
Right. If you meet somebody that's in that situation, make it clear. Don't camouflage your feelings. Like, make it clear, I really like you, I'd really like to pursue a relationship with you, etc. However, doing it long distance isn't really something that I can do, or, you know, whatever. But if there's indication that there's transition in process just hasn't happened yet that would put you in closer proximity, then at least they know. Or they may not have thought about moving, but now they are considering it because they know that there is a real relationship possibility to make a move for. So it's being clear and not camouflaging those kind of intentions or needs or that kind of thing.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty awesome.
So hopefully that helped a little bit.
No, it definitely did. Thank you both so much.
Excellent.
Great meeting.
You're more than welcome. Yeah. Thank you. You too, and thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, Mildred. So we will move on to our next caller, and this is someone that's calling from area code 818. Are you there, caller from area code 818?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show. Can you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
I have two names. I'll give you my, there's a made-up name of that, but I'll give you my real name, Susan.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
California.
California. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What is it that Mildred and I could look at for you today?
Oh, my gosh. I am so confused by there's things that were told to me recently, and what they told me just made me totally confused.
So is this a relationship situation?
Both of them were somewhat relationships, and also I pick up energy from people, and will that help you or hurt you? Will it get you mixed up if I tell you a little bit more about how people are attracted to me, so, or how the relationship starts? Does it help or does it confuse you more?
Well, no, you can share a little bit of that.
Okay, I've been told that I'm magnetic, and I put out light, and I didn't realize it. And in each relationship I was involved with, they wanted me first, and, you know, or you know, I realize I manifest things too, and I realize that a lot of these people came from a dream I dreamt up, like they were dream people. Does this make sense? That I heard sometimes, like, I made up this thing about a zombie lover, where you fall in love for the dream guy because you put everything into your dream, what you want, and then it appears in this individual. In fact, in three of them, well, two of them especially, they were just like the dream.
Well, so right away you can hear from the terminology there that we're walking down a very dangerous path.
Yeah.
If somebody is a dream, then mm-hmm. that means there's something illusionary or something that is not based in reality about that. And we can get caught up in the dream and pursue it, but we lose sight of the fact that we're pursuing an illusion or we're pursuing something that may not be totally real.
But the person, see, this is what happens. My thoughts can be so strong. I make things happen in real life. After, like, my dreams are, it's like a movie. And so what I dream about, I have to be careful that I realize now that I could put in fear. I mean, someone gave me fear. I actually felt it. So I am a clairvision or whatever like this. So, but I didn't realize it that these people wanted me for whatever the reason was. And then once I got close to them, they somehow turned out that they weren't truthful until after the relationship was over, or, you know, just recently someone told me that what I experienced with that person was actually took place. I know it sounded confusing, but this is one of the things that I'm so confused about, that I experienced enlightenment, and I didn't even know I did.
Okay. So do you want us to look at one of those
tell
relationships?
Tell me if you could figure out anything. Yes, relationship.
But do you want us to look at one of those relationships in particular, or more to see how you can move forward towards the right kind
of
relationship for you?
Well, when I'm past, that person was not good for me. I realized that even though he gave me enlightenment, he had his reasons. This person I'm in with now, I'm really confused about if I should stay in it or not because of what he said.
Okay. So the cards that come up for me indicate that this is probably not best for you to stay in. The card that came up for you, Six of Pentacles reversed, indicates that either you've made too much compromise or that it's an all give, all take kind of situation, which means you may give and they'll be all take, or that you are giving what is not merited, what has not been earned, what is not deserved. They also may have an expectation of getting whatever they want rather than feeling as if they have to do anything to earn what it is that they get from the relationship and then aren't willing to give back. And, you know, the relationship situation, the card that comes up for that specifically is the Five of Cups. And Five of Cups is a card of disappointment as well as clinging to the past. So there's a sense that this has already had some sort of disappointment around it, but the concern would be that it would be leading to future disappointment. And we don't want to get stuck in this and just keep reliving disappointment after disappointment. Fives are about change. Cups is the emotional realm. So there's a sense that it's time to recognize how this is disappointed and be willing to make changes based on that rather than to hold on to it. Clinging to the past is like holding on to something that has been rather than being willing to move forward. And if the relationship and the person are not indicating that they're able to move forward in a healthier way, then we need to let go of what it is that creates the disappointment to move towards something that could be healthier for us rather than stay in this, which is where I would come back to you're making too many compromises by either trying to make excuses for
it's
something.
It's almost the opposite. It's almost the opposite because of the experience that I had with the previous person who turned out to be, if you've ever heard of a spiritual vampire, but yet he showed me enlightenment and all of the things that, you know, that makes you be awakened. And I didn't even know it, that's what I experienced. Into today, yesterday, when someone says, oh, that nothingness you felt and all that, what you went through, that's why he awakened you. So when he said he awakened me, but he never told me exactly what it was going on. So the second relationship, I already was in that shape when I met him, and he says, let go of your past, and I couldn't do it completely because I couldn't trust. So there I was showing that I was the one, like what you're stating, but he also had his issues. So the thing
But I think that the Five of Cups here is saying that because this current second relationship situation came along at the same time or as a result of the previous situation,
that it
still is too connected to the past. It still is too tied to what you were experiencing and going through from that. And maybe this is what was needed as a transition from that, but it's not the thing to stay in because
it just
needs to be the transition rather than the thing.
So it's okay. So there's another person coming up the road. And I had a feeling because once this person said to me, I love you and I care about you and all that, and it's been going on for, and then all of a sudden yesterday he says, well, no, I didn't mean it as the love as a man and a woman, and it just threw me completely, and he wanted, you know, a life coach, and he's a 33, a 633. So in numerology, that's very powerful.
It can be, but, well, I'm not sure exactly what do you mean by 633? But the Five of Cups, the five of 33 is a master number. The Five of Cups, though, so there, if it would take the six is about love.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could be that this is a person who just came along to help you see and experience love in a different way based on the previous experience you had just had. But again, it's a transition. The numbers go 1 to 9 or 1 to 10. Therefore, six is just a little bit past the middle point, and it's the transition from things that have changed to where we're going to in the next portion of cycle.
So each one healed me from the last relationship, and so I knew it was time to leave, but he seems to think, no, it's okay. I want you to still stay in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right, but I think he's more, well, he may be more addicted to what he's experiencing in the relationship rather than it really being the right thing. But Five of Cups says if you are willing to turn around and start moving forward or look beyond this, that there are mm-hmm. a couple of other better, healthier experiences for you to start moving towards, but you have to be the one to turn around and start moving towards them.
Thank you. And so what I was thinking all along, this is what I was confused about, because he thinks he's a mentor and a life coach and all these things to me. And so therefore, that now that he's told me all these things, that he's helping me improve my life and inspire me and all that. And yet it's not love.
He's addicted to feeling as if he gets to father you along. He's not seeing you as an equal in a relationship.
Thank you. I needed to hear that. I thought I was losing it because that's what he is enjoying. And so he does want me to stay, but it's like you have to improve yourself before he, at a certain level, before he'll feel he can give me the love that I desire, then I will deserve his love. That's basically it. And it's like confusing.
Right.
Yes, the card showed it. Oh, my gosh.
So let's see what Mildred has to say.
Okay. Wow, this is amazing.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Well, wow. Yesterday when I was talking to another individual guy, see, all these guys want to be my teachers in life, and they feel like, oh, you're always the dream girl I always wanted, and so I want to help you and all these things, and I don't know which one to believe.
Well, let me read you a little guidance that came up just for you, for your consideration.
Thank you, I need it.
Well, you're out there doing your thing, and before I do that, just wanted to mention that the animal totem that came up for you is starfish.
Oh.
So anyway, starfish, and the card that I wanted to share is, and this is one where you kind of take a few deep breaths and you quiet yourself. It's called Listen to Your True Feelings. Don't let others talk you into doing something that you know is not for you. So I'm going to read you what it says, and we'll see where you land.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Before you said starfish, I'm drawn to dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. This card means that someone might ask you to do something that's against your better judgment. You might be tempted to give in to try to please the other person. You might worry that if you say no, that the other person won't like you anymore. But this card reminds you that it's very important for you to listen to your true feelings. And I'll repeat that again, your true feelings, before taking any action. You must choose for yourself what's right and wrong, or what works for you and what doesn't work for you. If you feel confused, then talk with someone you trust. So I'll read that again. If you feel confused, then talk with someone you trust. And I'd like to throw in there that it may be yourself.
So this confusion, I'm getting clarity. This is what happens with the clear vision, that mm-hmm. from confusion becomes clear. And that's why I'm here today, is that when someone says to let go of your past, my first husband was a sociopath. So I'm already was with a master manipulator. I was, like they say, a crystal child, whatever you want to say. Just no awareness of what was going on. I couldn't see anything that was happening. So, therefore, you already were one master manipulator. Then the next person I meet, I'm not drawn to, but they're drawn to me, and I think they could help children. So I see in people what they're not, what I want them to be, but not exactly who they are, because they are dream people. I dreamt them in a dream, like a fairy met an elf, which is very confusing.
Yeah, well, I think as guidance is providing for your consideration, if you feel confused, then to talk with someone you trust, and that could be yourself. So to me, it seems like there's this beautiful opportunity for you to go inside and really develop that relationship with you. It also says that you can speak to your angels, if that's of your liking.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, you must decide what's right for you. And this choice must come from your inner voice and not from outside pressure. Choose a path that will make you the happiest in the long run. Some choices will only feel good temporarily, and then afterwards you feel let down. The best choices will make you feel happy for a long, long time.
Oh, and then, true.
And finally, to hear your true feelings, you'll need to make some quiet time. Close the door of your room or wherever and turn off all noises. Shut your eyes and breathe deeply. Then ask a question in your mind and listen. Listen to your body, listen to your heart, listen to whatever part of you is speaking. Write down everything that you think and see and hear and feel from within. Take the action that you know in your heart is the right thing to do. So for me, for you, Susan, it sounds there's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for Susan to get to know inner Susan, and perhaps even the starfish might have a little bit of guidance that would be interesting for you at this point. I don't know if I see looked up starfish.
Going to the beach. No, this totally means because I'm leaving where I'm leaving and moving to the beach. So that's perfect. And the other thing is that I was getting scared of, that I was feeling nothingness. That I'm a visionary and I face and nothing since this what he said to me and things that happened, I felt nothing. So yesterday when I shared that with this other man, he says to me, "Oh my gosh, do you realize that's so amazing that you feel nothingness?" I go, "What do you mean?" He says, "That other person gave you enlightenment. Don't you realize he gave you a gift?" I said, and he said, "That's a great thing to feel nothingness around you." So all these men are saying to me, "It's a great thing," but to me, I'm feeling like not connected.
Yeah. Talk to the person that you have the opportunity to. Sorry to interrupt you there, Susan. This person that you really have the beautiful opportunity to connect to is yourself. That would be your number one person on the list. And I don't know if Hi-C is there or not with the starfish, but if not, get yourself to Google. Oh, you're there. Okay.
Yes. So, and you know, the starfish really says to follow your own star and to trust your own instincts and listen to your own inner voice. And everything that you've described is you keep following somebody else's star. You keep following where they seem to be telling you to go and what to feel and what to experience, but your own inner voice is telling you it's nothingness. So trust that nothingness for you in this instance is nothingness, not enlightenment. Therefore, this is perhaps not the right person. So trust your own instinct and follow your own star rather than getting hitched to somebody else's star.
Thank you. So, I needed to hear that so much. I hope I helped someone else, because words to one person has another meaning to others, even enlightenment. They may think it's the most wonderful thing in the world. To me, nothingness meant no personality, no nothing, nothing. And so they think that's the most wonderful thing to achieve.
Right.
Oh,
so
it makes much sense.
And I'm sure that people hearing this, that's always the benefit of listening to readings on a show that aren't for you, but hearing other people's readings, because there's always something for us in them. So I'm sure that it helps somebody else as well. So thank you very much.
And so I thought you were going to say the opposite, that this nothingness that I'm feeling, I should be feeling this way because, you know, it's a spiritual thing and it's such an amazing thing. So I thought you were going to say the opposite.
So I think you have plenty to go and ponder while sitting by the beach looking for your starfish.
I am on the right road. Thank you.
Yes.
I thank you so much. Okay.
Thanks for calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Now, Mildred, I know that I think that you perhaps have to depart us.
I do. I see very reluctantly, and I'll add that. Very reluctantly, but go ahead.
Well, I was just saying that there is one person left, so I just want to let that person know I will still be here. I'll go ahead and do a reading for you, even though we have to say farewell to Mildred.
Okay. Bye for now, Hi-C. Great show.
Thanks for joining us today, Mildred.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. And the final caller is from area code 831. Are you there, caller in area code 831?
I am, Hi-C. This is Sarah.
Oh, hey, Sarah.
Hey.
How are you?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm good.
Sure.
So I just wanted to ask a question around career. Since I'm coming to a place in my life where I'm making some pretty drastic changes and leaving my employer of 7 years, I want to know what the timing looks like and what the strategy looks like for my next move into the wider world. in terms of the best way to approach the job search, and then the timing of when I'll actually get something that is not only meaningful, but maybe more importantly, financially able to cut the mustard, so to speak. So I guess I'm wondering about that, and so the timing of when that will happen, and so basically how long I have before my funds run out, and then just so I can prepare for that, and then also what I should do as it pertains to the actual like search method and how I should approach it.
Okay. So, let's see. All right. Well, the first thing that comes up is probably more reflective of what you're going through right now, which we have the Ten of Cups reversed, followed by the Death card. So there's a lot here about separation, of no longer being happy, of kind of like the fairy tale has come to an end.
Right.
And, you know, the Death card is... One thing that this says is to focus on the ending first. So we don't want to jump the gun by being so focused on what's going to replace that we are neglecting the process we're in so that we can best navigate through the dying process, if you will. I know we want to get to the next thing, but if we don't go, it's kind of like saying if somebody didn't go through the proper grieving process when somebody died, they're going to find that they never really heal and that they have all sorts of other issues that come up in future relationships,
right,
and that kind of thing.
Right.
So, you know, focusing on this, we don't want to miss out. And also some people would say, like, if somebody was dying, we don't want to miss out on the experience we have in connecting with that person in those last moments or saying the things that need to be said or whatever. So we don't want to have you miss out or not notice and be aware of things that need your attention during this dying process so that it's
right,
handled and navigated through and completed in the best way possible, rather than in a rushed way or, you know, doing something just to get on to the next job because, like, I just want to get on to finding a new job versus I need to make sure I really tie this up properly.
Okay.
And the nice thing that comes with that is the Three of Swords reversed. And Three of Swords reversed actually says that things may not be nearly so heartbreaking as we may think that they will be, which can mean the process through it as well as what comes out of it or how we move on to the next thing may not be so difficult or painful to deal with or to go through or to make happen as we may be afraid that it might be. Just like the person
who says... You
mean like
the process of finding a new job like won't be as hard as it seems?
Well, that, but I also think the process of going through what is needed to bring this current situation to an end won't be as difficult or painful as you might fear that it will be. And so if you stay focused on that for the moment, you'll be able to go through that a little easier and a little more smoothly.
Okay.
it's like the person who, I keep using the analogy, but it's like the person who has somebody die, but they don't take time to grieve because they think, well, if I ever go there, I'm just going to lose it. I'm just going to break down. I'm just never going to come out of that depression because I just can't deal with thinking about having lost that person. But what they may find is if they allow themselves to grieve, they're able to go through it and heal from it much more quickly than they thought they would be able to. And therefore, they're able to get on with their life much more quickly and in a much better and healthier way than holding on to the grief. So pay attention to this dying process right now, because that's what needs your attention. Then what comes after that will come. And I'm going to get to the cards for that process, but it was to make the point about that aspect of things. So then as we look towards the future, the outcome cards, the short term, Nine of Cups reversed, the long term, the Two of Swords reversed, the Two of Cups reversed. And I also pulled a card specifically from the deck I used for the timing. Now, Six of Cups came up there. And on the one hand, Six of Cups can say that something from the past may come back into the picture. So look to something you'd always wanted to do but put off, a place that you had considered working but either had never applied to, or at the time you did, there wasn't something open or whatever. Because Six of Cups may indicate that revisiting that is going to be what helps you move forward. So revisiting what you initially wanted to do but got sidetracked by, or a place that you had initially applied to or thought about working but hadn't or put off, it's worth coming back to that, because Six of Cups is about nostalgia, childhood, but it's just this idea of something from the past that can come back into the picture and now may have something to offer us. I would also say with that card, it probably will take about 6 months. And so there may be something very key around the 6 month thing. Specifically in this deck, they equate this card well to the full moon in Capricorn. I won't go into the second 10 days of the full moon in Capricorn, but let's just look at the full moon in Capricorn aspect, which the next full moon in Capricorn is actually in July, but I think that really just ties into the 6 month time frame. I think that it may take a little bit longer for the death process at where you're at than what you think, or that somehow whatever is ending is going to be related to some sort of a six-month cycle. So I think that...
Well, I have a six-month severance.
Ah, okay. So that tells us that, like Six of Cups would say, Cups is about, I don't know, happiness, satisfaction. So you could say that I'm going to feel fine, or I'm going to be able to float, because Cups is water. I'm going to be able to float along fine for at least 6 months.
Okay.
So I would, if I go back to the death thing, I would say wait until the current situation is completely dead, meaning I've signed on the dotted line, I'm done, there's nothing left to do or to deal with or to focus on in that situation. I'm now free. And the 6 month period, it's like in a lot of traditions, you have a transition period from when somebody dies to when they enter the afterlife, or they're reborn, or that. In Buddhism, it's like 40 days in the bardo. In ancient Egypt, it was 70 days of mummification before moving into the afterlife. For the Catholics, it's purgatory, which apparently is indefinite. That's not too encouraging. But there does seem to be this idea that transition time is needed, but also will be fruitful, because it will ultimately allow something to be revisited or to come back that will make us happy and that we'll get an offer from. So I would just anticipate planning for about a 6 month period of looking, interviewing, etc., and then getting the offer.
So getting the offer in enough time so that I'm not homeless on the street, basically.
Well, it's within that 6 month period.
Yeah, getting the offer for another job before the severance completely runs out.
Right. There's nothing that's coming up, even if we looked at the Nine and the Two of Cups reversed that came up. There's nothing here that's about, financial aspects, about not having money, being homeless on the street.
Aren't those reversals bad, though?
Well, reversals in and of themselves aren't bad, but you also have to look at them in the context of what the card and the suit is. And so here we have cups, which is more on the emotional realm, but cups is also water, so you're spilling out the water, so you also may need
I thought water was finances.
No, that's pentacles or coins or discs.
There's nothing in there that says you're going to be stuck financially.
There's nothing in here that's really specifically pointing to great financial difficulty. It's more a sense of needing a little bit of time to make the emotional adjustment. Literally, it's like getting out of a
transition emotionally. Yeah, I got you.
It's like getting out of a relationship and having to go through the process of healing and working through what that previous relationship brought me or how it affected me, so that I can then be ready to move into a new one without the baggage, the emotional baggage of the previous one, which can mean we go into some place with expectation, which means we go into some place guarded, which means we read into things in a new place because we think that this looks like something we came from rather than allowing it to be what it is, which may have nothing to do with the previous situation. So we need a little bit of transition time to
That makes sense.
Shed the baggage.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense, I see.
And I would just look at it as kind of thinking about that 6 month time frame, so that you just are planning and thinking about that, so that you kind of are working around that accordingly as kind of your time frame for when this will likely happen, rather than thinking, I need it tomorrow, or I got a severance package, I'm going to go buy a new car, and now it's taking a few months, and now what am I going to do to get a job? You know, so plan around a 6 month time period.
And then something will come through then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Have a good rest of your Sunday.
You too.
Okay, bye.
And that's going to bring us to the end of our show today. I want to thank Mildred Lynn McDonald for joining me and helping me in doing readings here today. You can hear more of her on her show's Healing Conversations, the first Sundays of each month. So her next one will be next Sunday, October 6th. You can also hear her co-hosting What's Your Prescription for Balance, which is the first Thursday of each month. So that next program is coming up this coming Thursday, October 3rd. And my name is High C. You can hear me on Revolution, the second Sundays of each month, as well as on the Amethyst Oracle, Divination with a Queer Twist, which is on the second Tuesdays of each month. And of course, every fourth Sunday of the month is our call-in show. My shows, Revolution and Amethyst Oracle, also have an opportunity for you to call in, as well as the show that just started yesterday, From Beyond, on the second and fourth Saturdays. They also have an opportunity for you to call in. So there's lots of opportunities on Firefly Willows Live to call in and get readings from different kinds of modalities and different kinds of approaches. From Beyond, mother-daughter psychic mediums, me, who uses primarily tarot, mix in a few other things, Mildred Lynn, who does some intuitive work, some coaching, as well as animal totems and that kind of thing. John Carosella, another host on Firefly Willows Live, is here for these call-in shows. We'll offer runes and shamanic approaches. So I would encourage you to take advantage of seeing what some of those different kinds of styles and approaches have to offer you. Again, you can always find us on Facebook at facebook.com/fireflywillows. We encourage you to stop by, visit, comment, share, continue the conversation, add other insights that you may have while listening. You can also find us on the web, fireflywillows.com/live. And you can find me on the web at tarotbyhighc.net, or you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/tarothighc. And you can also find my shows on there. Revolution with High C is on Facebook, as well as the Amethyst Oracle. So hopefully you will join us again here on Firefly Willows Live. You can listen to archives of the show anytime here on Blog Talk, or you can find it on iTunes. And we will look forward to having you listen in again. All right. Thanks for listening, and we will be with you next time.
I was born with my back to the stars. Turn me over, I'd like to see. see. I'd like to see.
Thank you for joining us. This program was brought to you by Firefly Willows LIVE. We hope you enjoyed the show. This is Deb Caracella. Please join us next time on Firefly Willows LIVE for A Shamanic Life with John Caracella, Tuesday evening at 8 p.m.
If I die with my back to the stars, would you see that they dare my truth? That I did what I could, that I tried to be kind. You can ask my girl.